The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
How many times have you opened up the paper or seen something on social media about something being good for you or something causes something, such as coffee will make you better or coffee will be bad for you, or this cream will help your wrinkles, or burnt toast causes cancer, or whatever it might be? Well, there's a group of researchers based in NUI Galway, and they've launched a new initiative to help you navigate these health claims and understand what's involved in clinical trials. Because often when you do read these articles, there'll be something about the researchers from blah, blah, blah University say this happens because of 90% of blah, blah, whatever. And it's been a whole clinical trial, but we need to understand what's behind it. So there's an initiative now called the People's Trial. And one of the people involved is Professor Declan Devan, who is the Scientific Director of the Health Research Board. And he's on the line now. Declan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mikey.
This is really interesting. I really love this. So just explain what exactly the People's Trial is about and how are you going to do this?
So I think you gave a really good introduction to there. So one of the problems we face as a public is that we're bombarded with news, or coining the phrase, I think Donald Trump was credited with it, the fake news. And unfortunately, one of the problems with fake news we know is that it actually spreads faster, deeper and more broadly than the truth in all categories of information, not just health. So what we want to try to do is bury down a little bit deeper into some of these health claims and try to help the public and ourselves try to understand when a health claim is being made and how you might bury down into the evidence to determine how reliable that claim might be.
And are a lot of those claims made through a piece of research that has been done by an academic such as yourself or whatever, or clinical, or are they clinical trials? Is it one or the other, or is it a mixture of both, you know?
In terms of some of the fake news that's out there, it's a mixture of everything. But the one common theme that often some of these false stories have is they often prey on our emotions, like, you know, fear or surprise or disgust. And as you know, a lot of social media is built on incentivizing public engaging with it. So the more sensationalized the headline is, the more it's likely to grab somebody's attention. And often to do that sensationalizing the headline means actually changing distorting the evidence that really underlines how reliable that claim might be.
You must get incredibly frustrated, do you, personally, because, you know, you work in this area and you must think, oh, here we go again, when you see another headline and loads of people talking about it.
We do, and I think, and it comes from, I mean, this can be quite, you know, fun and trivial issues. Like at the moment, we have a bloom of jellyfish in Galway Bay, and of course people are getting stung, and one of the interventions or treatments that people are suggesting is actually urinating on the jellyfish stings, and that's quite huge. Humorous, and you know, it makes me question, well, does it actually work? We've all grown up, I think, many of us, with
that. Does it work? The jellyfish?
It doesn't actually. When you look down, bury down the studies, it actually can cause it. So definitely does not work, and it can cause indeed more harm. And we've all grown up, I think, with like dock leaves being used for nettle stings, and
that definitely works, Declan. I've done that myself. I mean, I know it's worked.
And there you go. Personal experience of something can be very strong motivation for somebody relying on a particular treatment. And what we're trying to do in the People's Trial is to work with the public in developing a trial and understanding every step of a randomised trial, which is widely regarded as the best way we have of testing whether a treatment, for example, a medicine, is safe and effective.
Now, go back now. I'm trying to put my concentrating head on here, Professor Declan, when you say randomising in trials. So just go through that now for us and explain what that means exactly.
Okay, so a randomised trial is a form of clinical research. It's an investigation or a study. And what it does is it takes groups of people and it allocates or assigns that group of people into two or more groups. And it does so using a technique we call random allocation. And what that simply means is we're trying to create two groups of people that are identical in all the characteristics, for example, gender, age, educational background, their health conditions, their medical, surgical history, for example, their likes and dislikes. We're trying to create two identical groups. And the only thing that's different between those two groups is whether they're given a particular treatment A or treatment B. And then you look at what outcome you might be interested in. So, for example, if we're trying to test a new tablet for blood pressure, we would get a group of people, allocate those to people to two groups, so we have identical groups of people in all the different characteristics, with the exception that one group would get the new tablet and the old group would get the other group would get the current medication or perhaps the placebo, so often a sugar pill.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at the effects of that on blood pressure across those two groups.
And you'd be happy then with the outcome of that trial because of the randomization part of it?
Yeah, we'd be much more confident that any change in blood pressure would be because of the treatment and not because of some other underlying things that have gone on. So, for example, it could have been, if we hadn't used randomization, it could have been just by chance that the group who got the tablets had lower blood pressure likelihood anyway.
Okay, so the people's trial now, you're looking for the public to get involved in this because you want the public to come up with the good question.
Yeah.
Which is really good. It's a great starting point, actually. So what sort of questions are you looking for? I mentioned there, you know, the burnt toast and the...
Yeah.
Then, of course, there's the red wine, which one day is good for you, and then the next day a glass of red wine is the worst thing you could ever have. So what sort of questions are you hoping the public will put in for you?
So all the good trials start with a good question. And we want the public, as you say, to suggest the trials, the question for the trial. We're focusing on questions that can be answered by anybody, almost anywhere. Easy questions that everybody can get engaged with. So we're not trying to focus here on serious health questions or serious health conditions, but the point is that every step we will go through in the people's trial mirrors the steps that we'll go through for much more serious trials investigating, for example, the development of drugs for quite serious conditions. So the kind of things we're looking at are questions that are simple and easy to answer. So we have some examples on our site. For example, does eating cheese cause more nightmares than not eating cheese?
I'd say yes in my personal case.
There you go. And that's it, exactly. So if you get a group of people having a personal case and you randomise those groups, does those nightmares, is there actually a difference in the number of nightmares that people experience? So we could actually answer that question. There's lots of other questions. My son last night said to me he'd love to do a trial on does listening to classical music or listening to rock music affect concentration. So we have another initiative where we challenge 8 to 10-year-old children to design their own randomized trial. And they've come up with some very novel and interesting questions. And some of those types of questions might make it through to the people's trial.
That's great. And you'll just have one question then that you'll be looking at then in this trial. That sounds
exactly
fantastic. So for people to get involved then, Declan, point us in the right direction.
So it's a simple website, www.thepeoplestrial.ie.
Fantastic.
And all the information is there.
That's great. We'll remember what you said now about the jellyfish.
And hopefully we'll be able to share the question back with you.
Oh, yes, we look forward to it. We look forward to it. Declan, thanks so much. Professor Declan Devan, their Scientific Director of the Health Research Board and thepeoplestrial.ie, if you want to stick in a random question yourself. We'll take a quick break.